Hello, and welcome to Eesti Energia earnings call for second quarter of 2013. My name is Margus Kasik, and I'm CFO of Eesti Energia. Let me now jump straight to page three for summary of our quarterly result. The quarterly result was good. We are happy with the result that we were able to generate. We saw sales revenues grow 22% this second quarter. We also did grow EBITDA by 4%, and we had a significant growth in operating cash flow. That was 76%. Investments were a little less than a year ago, but roughly on the same level, 95 million euros. Now to give you a little market update about the power and oil markets. On page four, about the power market. The power market was more beneficial for ourselves this year. We saw price in the Estonian Nord Pool area increase from 35 to 45. It was quite a significant increase of close to 30%. What's also perhaps is important to note is that with price increase also, we got a significant increase in our clean dark spread. It's a spread after CO2 cost and oil shale cost, our fuel cost. That margin increased from 18, that was last year was 18, and that was basically the lowest in 2 years' time. It increased to 31. That was basically the highest in last 2 years, and this is a great result for ourselves. Couple of comments on the Baltic market. We had a development in the Baltic market from first of June or beginning of June this year, when Nord Pool started operating also in Latvia, and also with that, Lithuanian price area was integrated to the Nordic, the whole Nordic power market. Now there is a complete power market starting from Lithuania to all the way to Norway, where all the cross-border is implicitly auctioned 100%. What is also was characterizing our power market here in Estonia is that basically we have two important border crossings to Finland and to Latvia. The bottleneck changed from time to time from Finnish side to Latvian side. During this summer, we saw quite low prices in the Nordic side, especially the system prices were low, but the Finnish prices were better, but low as well. There was significantly higher prices in the Baltic area. Well, just to illustrate, the prices were roughly on 30s in the Nordics, and at the same time, 50s or 60s in the Latvia and Lithuania. Also Estonian power market was quite volatile, jumping between those two extremes, depending on whether the bottleneck was on the south side or on the north side. We do expect that this phenomenon will continue perhaps till the end of this year, where we see volatility in Estonian prices between the Nordic side and between the Nordic prices and the Lithuanian ones. From the next year, when the second EstLink cable is commissioned, and the capacity between Estonia and Finland is increased threefold, we expect that Estonian prices will converge pretty much to Finland ones, and the bottleneck will stay on the south border. Estonian prices will be quite similar to Finnish ones, and then the Latvian and Lithuanian prices are what they are. On the next page about fuel oil and oil markets in general, we have seen, and probably all others as well, have seen Brent price retreating from the peak of first quarter of 2012, where Brent was 91 euros per barrel. It had now retreated to 79 euros per barrel gradually. And on the fuel oil side, the crack spread has shown quite a bit of volatility. There was a very good performance of that spread, decreasing all the way till Q3 2012, and was was a steep increase in the spread, whereby fuel oil prices decreased compared to Brent. And now the crack spread has tightened somewhat, but it's still wider than it was a year ago. So all in all, therefore, we see a larger decline in the fuel oil price than we see in the Brent price. On the next page, page six, just a brief overview between our segments, the sales and EBITDA. The main growth in revenues came from the electricity, where we generated a lot more, and also the prices were better. It didn't convert much to the EBITDA side, where EBITDA on the electricity was pretty much flat compared to last year. In distribution, we had a very good result, whereby we had a 5 million euro increase in revenues and also 2 million increase in EBITDA. Profitability on the distribution side increased as well. Shale oil didn't do very well last quarter, where we saw a decline both in the revenues and EBITDA. And we come to those reasons in a minute. Now, more thoroughly on the electricity side, page 7. As I told, we had significant increase in both volumes and price. On the volume side, the main reason for higher volumes were significantly better margins that we had last year. As you recall, we had lower prices last year, and the margins were at times quite low, and when we didn't generate much from our plants. This year, the prices and margins were much better, and we utilized our generation capacity basically fully. We also had significantly better average price for our generation, mainly due to liberalization of Estonian power market. So the regulated prices are gone and replaced by market prices now. And third, perhaps important thing to note is that we had significantly less support for renewables last year. We had subsidies for renewable energy, 11 million euros this year, close to nothing. And main reason being that we don't use biomass in Narva power plant anymore, because it is not supported anymore. On the next slide, slide 8, about the market shares. We have significant market share in Estonia, still 70%. The market share has declined in a year, which is quite expected results when the market is liberalized. We do have some decline in market share is expected. What is good is that we have compensated the decline in the Estonian market share by increasing our market share in Latvia and Lithuania. And looking at the Baltic countries as a whole, our market share even has increased by 1 percentage point. But nevertheless, the market share that we have currently is rather satisfactory to us. But on the financial results, it bears quite a little impact as retail margins are pretty low in the Baltic markets and the main EBITDA and main profit is still generated from the generation side, not the retail sales On slide nine, about electricity EBITDA, as you saw a couple of slides back, we didn't increase the EBITDA, although the volumes increased significantly. And indeed, the volume increase effect on EBITDA was +19 million, so quite substantial. But most of this effect caused by volume is offset by both lower margins on our generation and also higher fixed cost that we had in our generation side. So altogether, the volume increase did almost offset those negative effects, but all in all, we saw 3 million decrease in the EBITDA of our electricity sales. On the next slide, about the distribution, the sales revenues increased quite significantly as average tariff increased. Main reason for tariff increases were those regular tariff increases that we have by our current regulation, and also one sort of a one-off increase that was caused by start of this market liberalization, whereby distribution network also has to buy electricity for losses from open markets. The distribution volume didn't change much. That was a slight 1% increase only. Important probably to tell is that from first of August this year, so from tomorrow, actually, the tariff will be changed again. There is a next regular tariff change from first of August this year, and then we see a slight decrease in the tariff, and mainly the reason is that the regulator, Estonian Competition Authority, has reduced the regulated return to 6.76%. They have their own methodology how to calculate the allowed return for distribution networks, which is based on the historical German bond yields, and as those historical yields are reaching all-time low, then it also impacts the return that our distribution networks are allowed to receive. On the EBITDA slide, next slide, slide 11, distribution EBITDA, the EBITDA grew about 2 million euros. It's definitely good, and it is a result of the fact that the tariff increased. Some of those increased components were sort of a pass-through elements, for instance, higher network losses or higher transmission costs. But part of that tariff increase, we were able to use for improving our EBITDA, our profitability. And perhaps again, on the distribution side, two things that we are very happy with is that the losses in the distribution network are lowest that they have been so far, and it also definitely helps to increase the EBITDA in the network. And then secondly, also some network reliability figures have improved. For instance, this SAIDI, the average duration of interruptions is lower than it was a year ago. So the investments that we do into a distribution network have resulted also in better network service quality. On the next slide, slide 12, about the shale oil, nothing really good to report here. We have produced oil more or less similar amounts compared to last year. The oil that we have produced has come from the old oil plant. The new one is not yet contributing to our oil production. Sales volumes were significantly
bit lower than last year, mainly because of this shipping interval that we have. The last shipment was due in the beginning of July, so was just missed from the end of last quarter. So that therefore the oil inventories were higher and then sales lower. Sales price also declined for our benefit less than the market price declined because of the hedging effects. But still, there was a slight decrease also on the sales side. So altogether, we saw sales revenues decreased by 38%. And as we see on the next slide, slide 13, of course, it feeds into lower EBITDA as well, whereby if we look at the effects of a bit lower margin and lower volumes, that almost wiped out the whole EBITDA. And the slight EBITDA that we earned on the shale oil side was because of a little less fixed expenses that we had last year, and also gains from derivative instruments. We have some part of oil sales is hedged with options, and those options are accounted not with hedge accounting, but they are going through the P&L. And the effect of those options, as oil price retreated a bit, the option values were increased, and that contributed 1.3 million euros. So that about shale oil. We come to later on to update of this new oil plant and how it is progressing. Slide 14 about other products. Here, I would just mention two, perhaps most importantly, contributing to EBITDA and seed and other revenues. Altogether, actually, the EBITDA from other products and services increased by 6 million euros. So significant increase, actually. And close to half of it, 2.7 million, was due to this new waste-to-energy plant in Iru that started operating. And that increased significantly the profitability of our heat production. And second important contributor to EBITDA was sales of scrap metal, where we sold the old and unused equipment. Now, turning to cash flow, slide 15. As we noted on the first page, we had a very good result on the cash flow side. Firstly, just explaining the path from EBITDA to operating cash flow. Mainly, if we net off the effects in the current asset side, then mainly actually the growth came from CO2 accounting. But more thoroughly, we had quite a good performance on the receivable side. It is also sort of a seasonal nature, as the power or electricity bills are lower during the summertime than in spring, so the receivables were lower also by seasonal nature. But other than that, also we had good performance, so 24 million we were recovering from the receivables. We also had lower payables and a bit larger inventories, mainly oil inventories, which almost basically, as I told, almost offset each other. And then we have the CO2 impact that more or less remains. And the CO2 impact comes from the fact that although we now have to account for 100% of CO2 cost on our generation side, and that decreases or offsets mainly almost all the increase that we have on the revenue side or price side, this cost of CO2 is not a cash cost until the end of this year, where we actually buy the CO2 allowances. We mainly hedge ourselves with CO2 with those December forward contracts, and therefore all the way through the year we account for or make the CO2 cost provisions, which reduce the cost or reduce EBITDA, but don't affect the cash flow until we actually pay or actually purchase those CO2 allowances in the end of this year. So until December, we actually run with a good cash flow in our generation side, especially, and group in whole as well. But then this is reversed in December, where we actually buy out the CO2 allowances. On the next slide, slide 16, comparing last year's cash flow to this year's cash flow, then the increase was significant, 76%, and again, mainly half of that increase come from the same CO2 impact as last year. We had much less CO2 to buy, as we were almost covered with the free allowances, and therefore this effect on our cash flow was much higher this year. And second important factor was income tax that we last year we paid out during the second quarter, the income tax on dividends. This year the dividends are postponed till later this year, and also the income tax will be then paid out later this year. On the next slide, slide 17, about our CapEx. CapEx were 95 million, about the same that it was last year. The main projects of where it went were this new power plant in Auvere, 35 million euros, and then electricity network, 24 million euros. We see our list of ongoing projects contracting quite substantially. Basically, there is only three projects left as still ongoing: the construction of our power plant, we still definitely invest in distribution network. Iru waste energy unit is also by now basically all basically completed. Amount still yet to pay, but the plant itself is completed, and then the international projects are ongoing. The things that we have had here previously, the wind parks, the oil plant, infrastructure for the oil plant, everything else is already completed and operational. Yeah. Besides that, of course, the NF-280 that is not yet operational. On the next slide, there is an update on this new oil plant. We haven't had yet any material contribution to oil production from this new oil plant. The commission is still ongoing. We had two important issues to tackle. First was vibration in one cyclone, which now has been cured. Second issue was with a semi-coke screw conveyor, where the design did not meet the expectations, and now the new design for this screw conveyor has been worked out and will be installed late this year. We will do new startups also with that old screw conveyor, and the next one is due already in August, but we do expect that still we need to change this screw conveyor later this year to make the plant operational. On the next slide 19, on the liquidity and cash flow side again, it was a good quarter in a sense that we were cash positive, actually a second consecutive quarter where we were cash positive. Still have to admit that most likely the year as a whole won't be cash positive, because part of the reason why we were cash positive this year and also this quarter and last quarter was that some of the cost is postponed till September, as I explained a few moments back. But nevertheless, the quarter on the cash side was good for ourselves. And the liquidity position is very strong. We have a good amount of liquid assets, close to 200 million euros, and also close to 400 million unused credit lines. So from the liquidity end, we are very well catered, and then now we are already working on extending those liquidity lines for ourselves to have a comfort for a longer period of time. On the next slide, slide 20, we were pleased that our credit rating from Standard & Poor's was affirmed and maintained with a BBB+ with a stable rating. If we look at the important financial metrics, debt metrics, then we see even some improvement over the last year. So our financial leverage actually has decreased slightly. And if we look at the net debt EBITDA figure, then it is also actually lower than it was, say, during the last quarter and on the same level that it was a year ago. So we have been able to actually keep our debt metrics under control so far. On the outlook side, page 21, we keep our outlook. There is no change in the outlook that we expect to see revenues, both revenues and EBITDA growing this year. If we look at the results for the first half of this year, then we were able actually to meet our expectations. And also we therefore expect that the whole year we are keeping our expectations. And despite the fact that most likely New Oil Plant won't contribute much to EBITDA or sales, but there are mainly the generation that will fill the gap here. On the next slide, to summarize, page 22, we are pleased with the results that we were able to generate last quarter. The sales revenues increased significantly, 22%, and main contributor here was electricity with both sales volume and price increases. We were also able to grow EBITDA 4% to 72 million, and the most positive effects came from the heat sale and distribution network. Electricity profitability did decrease a bit, but because of the high volumes, the decrease was quite small. We did complete several investment projects last quarter. Iru waste to energy plant is completed. Now also the grid compliance tests are completed, and the plant starts to receive renewable support. Paldiski and Narva wind parks that started already to generate at the end of last year electricity, now also passed the grid compliance test and will start to receive subsidies. So this will also definitely support the financial result during the next quarters. And finally, we are also very pleased with the cash position that we have, that we were able to generate free cash flow and were cash positive. That's definitely good for ourselves and keeps the financial position under control. So that was it from our part. Thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, I'm glad to answer those.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session for the financial analyst community. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Your questions will be answered in the order they are received. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. I repeat, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by one on your telephone. We're waiting for questions. Excuse me, Mr. Kasich, there are no further questions at this time.
Very well. Then I again thank everybody for listening and let's do that again in 3 months' time when we report the third quarter results. Thank you.